10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
All right, Donald Trump just finished a press conference in the Oval Office, and I want to show you a few clips because this guy is in serious cognitive decline, and I will continue to scream about this as long as it takes. I know you've heard me on this channel talk about it, but it's genuinely stunning coming from watching Joe Biden for 4 years and conservatives melt down over literally everything he did, saying, oh my God, he's lost his mind, he's not all there. They talked about it nonstop. But Donald Trump going on some of the most incoherent, bizarre rants, showing up with bruises on his hands, which I'm also going to show you pictures of today, and they're completely silent about it. It's insane. So let's hop into all of it. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. I say it every time. I appreciate it. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, this conservative media machine. A lot of what won Trump the 2024 election, we're trying to build something better than that. Punch back against it. Uplift Gen Z voices here on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you want to be a part of this growing community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. Before I show you this first video of Donald Trump not knowing who Gretchen Whitmer is, let's back up a second. I want to give you a little bit of context here. This is from CNN the other day, Donald Trump's net approval rating on several different issues. Take a listen.
So the president says things are great. What do the voters say?
No, I think is the answer. 6 months in, the rules of political gravity absolutely apply to Donald Trump, and the USS Donald Trump is taking on a lot of water. What are we talking about? Trump's net approval rating. Look, he started off back in January plus 6 points on the net approval rating, minus 3 in March, minus 7 in May, and now he's at a term too low at minus 11 points. His net approval rating has dropped nearly 20 points in the aggregate since the beginning of his presidency. The American people do not like what they're seeing, and Donald Trump's administration is in a ton of trouble at this point in the minds of the American voters.
Well, on what issues do the American voters seem to disapprove of him?
They disapprove of him on all of the issues. He's underwater on all the major issues of the day. Trump's net approval rating on all the major issues, minus 5 points in immigration, his best issue. He's underwater. How about the economy? That was what he was elected for, minus 14 points. How about foreign policy? Minus 14 points. How about trade and those tariff wars? Minus 15 points. And of course, the Epstein case, the lowest of the bunch, minus 37 points, 37 points below water. My goodness gracious, on every single issue, Donald Trump is below water on all the major ones. They're all dragging him down. No matter, it seems, what Donald Trump does, the American people do not like it. And that is why at this particular point, he's at a term too low.
First of all, I like this guy's cadence on CNN. It's pretty fun to watch. But seriously, like, first of all, the work you're doing, letting people know what's going on when it comes to immigration, people, you know, essentially being pulled off the street, disappearing, people being deported without due process, these ICE raids, like, your voice is mattering. So know that, please. I'm proud of you. But number two, like, this is an important context because, again, while all this is happening and he's not doing shit for the American people and inflation is high and people aren't able to find, you know, jobs because the labor market is getting crushed. He promised to do all these things and he's not doing them, right? A lot of people will say, oh, well, it's because the liberals all hate him and we just can't get along. No, he was elected promising to do a bunch of things and he has done none of them. He promised to usher in the golden age of America and bring us economic, just the best economy of all time ever. And it's not good. It's just objectively not good. Inflation is rising because of tariffs. People can't find work. Like, you know, it has nothing to do with this idea that people keep spitting that, oh, well, they just hate everything ever he does, even if it's good. No, he hasn't done anything he promised to do. He promised he was going to come in and end all the wars. All the wars are still going on. And he's bombing Iran, right? That's the opposite of what he promised. The American people aren't stupid. Right? Can't come in and promise all these things, promise to release the Epstein files, and then not do it and try to blame somebody else. So he's underwater in all these issues. And then today, in the Oval Office, the American people are watching, and he says this.
You know, I did a favor for Christy Whitmer, a good favor, I think, with the fish, the carp, the China carp. Did you ever hear of it? China carp. And it's taken over your Great Lakes. You know about that, right? And she came and she wanted to know if it's possible for us to do something about it. And I said, well, I'll do. But I think it's appropriate that the person from Illinois, the governor from Illinois, asks also. It's a tremendously expensive project, actually. You know, I did a...
Christine Whitman? And then Christine Whitmer? Gretchen Whitmer, I believe, is the governor he's trying to refer to. Again, if this was Joe Biden, people would be losing their minds, freaking out. And nobody's talking about this. This is actually genuinely concerning. He's the oldest president ever in American history. He's consistently confusing names of people, going on weird rants about going, you know, to vote with your license plate. If you saw that video the other day, what I saw of him confusing a governor in the United States, which is, again, really concerning. This guy's the nuclear codes reminded me of this video we saw from just the past few weeks.
President Stubb of Finland, and he's somebody that, where are we here, huh? Where?
I'm right here.
Oh, you look better than I've ever seen you look.
The president of Finland, if you saw the picture, he's literally, the president of Finland is right in front of him the entire time. Where's the president of Finland? Where is he? But you just, like, look at this, and it's like, he does not look good, right? And I'm not trying to be rude. I know we all make jokes about, like, Trump's orange because he's orange, but, like, he doesn't look good. These are photos from today in the Oval Office, by the way. Today. Wow. That's a big bruise on his hand. Zoom in there. Okay. Another photo. Look at this photo. Let me zoom out for a second. Wow. You get a big bruise on Donald Trump's hand. Generally just not looking very good. If we zoom in again, I mean, what is going on? Why do we not know more about this? Why is the White House not talking about his health? If you remember just 2 or 3 days ago, he showed up, that same hand was just covered, slathered in makeup. Now they're taking off the makeup, trying to find, I guess, any way to cover it. This was really concerning because this isn't even blended at all. And I know somebody in the White House can do makeup because the guy is fucking orange. Of course they can do makeup, pardon my language. But it's like, the reason this isn't blended is not because of incompetence. It's not blended because there's so much makeup that they have to use to cover that. It's like, at first they said he was shaking so many hands. He'd never shaken so many hands. The guy shakes the best hands ever, right? And then they say, actually, because he has this vein condition. We get pictures of his ankles that are swollen. It's concerning stuff here. And so lastly, I take you to this clip from also today in the Oval Office where he starts talking about J.B. Pritzker. Take a listen.
You really want to be asked to go. You know, I hate to barge in on a city and then be treated horribly by corrupt politicians and bad politicians like a guy like Pritzker. He ought to spend more time in the gym, actually. This guy is a disaster. Gavin Newsom's a disaster. When we went, we saved Los Angeles. You wouldn't have been able to have the Olympics in Los Angeles. You're barely able to have it now. They did lose 25,000 houses to a fire that should have never occurred because they didn't let the water come down from the Pacific Northwest, which you guys don't want to write about.
Couple things here. Number one, projecting much? Really? Are we serious? Spend time in the gym? What are we doing? You know, what is this? And again, this is just so gross. I know everyone knows it. This is not how a leader should ever act. I was born in 2002. I was pretty young when Obama was inaugurated, but I was watching somebody on the TV who I could tell was very kind, you know, had so many leadership qualities, was very charismatic, a great speaker, a good man, a good family man. I was inspired by that, even if I was young and couldn't quite understand it. Kids are watching this, him say, oh, you ought to hit the gym. What is wrong with you? Within that, within the context of that, though, A, projecting, B, his hands, just covering that that bruise there, maybe, on this hand? Is that what the people told him to do? But as he's going on these rants, lying about fires in California, saying Gavin Newsom is awful, J.B. Pritzker is awful, All these other people are awful. His hands look bad. He's confusing the other governor's name, Gretchen Whitmer. She's this, they're that. Ranting incoherently, it's not helping his case. He's not doing anything for us. And the American people are not stupid. So he can continue to do this as long as he'd like and sit up there and rant incoherently while his little minion men stand behind him and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right, sir. But he's not doing anything good for the American people, and the American people know it. Look, I'm proud of you for continuing to fight this fight. Keep going one day at a time. We love you here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you're subscribed. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate you watching this video. Let me know what you think in the comments down below, and I will see you in the next one.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.